handle the truth.
I'm Jim Price, Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for being here. As we continue on through your week, we know that it's only Tuesday, and yet we know the world around us is continuing to figure out ways to chew the legs off of you like a wood chipper. We know that there's a lot of things out there that we don't agree with, and we continue to see these people that are supposedly our representatives, supposedly the ones that we've actually elected, and we know most of them have been selected. The idea that we have the chaos at the White House saying some Nazi ran into the White House. Well, we're going to find out how that all went out and are all turned out. But and then we continue to watch how Arizona seems to be the battleground that just will not die because those that know what's right are continuing to stand up for what is right. But the judges, you remember, they legislate from the bench. They don't ask your opinion. They just come up with what they think is right, and then they just go on. As we continue to go through our day, we have to push back against these things and be the power that we really are. Remember, we are the people. We, the people, always have had the power. Remember, you guys are the answer. We do have a commercial break coming up, and we'll be right back.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
I got to get one of these.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you so much, guys, for tuning in after that commercial break. As we continue to go through our week, I know I said there's a lot of things going on, and there really is. Remember that the old potato-in-chief, cut short his mission to, or his visit to, or his money laundering visit to Japan, old J-Pan. Yeah, they cut that short because he had to hurry up and get back and worry about that debt ceiling because, you know, they care. No, they really don't. But anyway, we know McCarthy gave in. Thanks, McCarthy, for doing nothing but just being another deep state player like you've always been. First article out there, we got Gateway Pundit says, 19-year-old man from St. Louis suburb was driving U-Haul that rammed into White House barriers and had a Nazi flag. Now, guys, this entire thing is all BS. Absolutely, from the very beginning, this is all BS. First of all, he's Muslim. I'm going to go with the fact that he's not a white supremacist. He has brown eyes. He has dark hair, dark skin. I don't know. I guess I can profile it for you guys here. This entire thing is absolutely nothing but a setup. The idea that this man had to have been able to go and get a credit card, receive the credit card, then be able to use the credit card to then go rent a U-Haul with a state-issued ID. Now, this U-Haul is the biggest one that they have. Now, granted, it's not very powerful, and it doesn't really do a great job. It's not fast. It's really not that heavy. But it's enough to get you around if you have to move. Now, we'll continue to go down this path of how this ludicrous this really sounds. Now, this individual from St. Louis just happens to be in D.C. driving a U-Haul truck, one of the biggest ones they've got, and happens to make it all the way up and rams into the barricade. Well, when he talks about ramming, and or they're talking about ramming into the barricade, it was more like a, it doesn't have power. It doesn't have strength. Now, granted, it can mow down people just like it has in other states where we saw Muslims driving down bike paths and killing people with U-Hauls. See, it doesn't take a gun. It doesn't take freedom fries going out at the end of it. It doesn't take an automatic rifle for those people to be mowed down. You can just do it with a car that you can rent with a credit card that you have in your name with a state-issued ID. See, there's a lot of things that don't make a lot of sense, but let's get to the Nazi flag. This entire van just happens to be completely empty, and it just happens to be, you know, rented by this guy who they said was a Nazi or a white supremacist. But the problem is it doesn't fit the narrative, and this whole thing is going to fall apart, and it's not going to go anywhere. You're not going to hear it on the legacy media. Remember, they're not mainstream media because we don't go to them because they're not the main source of information any longer. They're legacy. They're the has-beens. They're the wannabes. And these people are not going to bother to pay attention to this because it doesn't fit the narrative that they need to make sure and drive gun control because they think that creates a better world. Now, how terrifying is it to believe that you actually think that going out and taking something away from somebody else is going to be the answer to make everybody more free and more safe? It doesn't work that way, folks. Every single time in history, from the English to the Spanish to the French to the Germans to the Russians to the Chinese to the Japanese, every time they've gone in and confiscated the weapons from their people, there was communism right behind it. Guys, we think about this as a topic that gets us emotional around election season, but the sad part of it is it says, thou shalt not infringe. And yet we have so many laws, so many rules, so many guidelines, so many ordinances, so many things that the government has bothered to put on top of the Second Amendment, they have infringed. The idea that they even thought about it is infringement. The idea that they even think that there's something they can do to take away my guns is infringement. The idea that they're thinking about it is infringement. See, folks, this is what this is about. This narrative of these Nazis, these white supremacists. Guys, there really is not anybody out there. There is no booger man. It's not going to come and get you. They're not sleeping underneath your bed waiting for you to go to sleep and then come out and get you in the middle of the night. We understand that there are fringe groups out there, and these are usually less than 1%. Yes, less than 1%. Do you realize less than 0.5% of people in America actually consider themselves to be blind? And yet we've gone across this country and made sure and modified every single intersection of the sidewalks and put truncated domes in there. Oh yeah, those little red bricks that got those little bumps on it, that's for blind people. And we've done that all the way across our country. No wonder we believe that we should be going around and worrying about white supremacists when they're less than 1% of the United States population as well. Just like LGBTQ crap is just less than 1%. And we have to sit here and play this game of, mental gymnastics about what we should or shouldn't do, or this is a Nazi or white supremacist. Wake up, folks. You're being useful idiots. Stop going with the narrative. Push back on these people. Nothing about this story makes sense. It's all set up, just like the over 500 federal agents that were in January 6th that were going around trying to create chaos at the Capitol. We have to be mindful not to fall for these traps. Do not fall for it. Push back against your government. You are the power. We the people. All political power is inherent in the people. All free governments are founded on their authority. That's in your Constitution. Learn it. Fight back. Push back. Understand knowledge is power and your words have strength. Well, moving on. Gateway Pundit says, just in, just judge tosses out Carrie Lake's lawsuit after trial on fraudulent signature verification shows at least 274,000 ballots were verified in less than 3 seconds apiece. There's physically no way that that was actually possible. But this judge decided in his wisdom, well, he knows best. Thanks, Dad. That's great, isn't it? Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Peter Thompson dismissed Carrie Lake's lawsuit against the stolen midterm election Monday night. He dismissed it. He didn't rule on it. He dismissed it. Well, thanks, buddy. Thanks for standing up for freedom and liberty. Did you default to incarceration or did you default to freedom? Or you're just too much of a weak little pansy to bother to stand up for the Constitution and the people to be heard. Oh, maybe they got something on you and you don't want the big bad public to know all about what you've done. We all got a past, but why don't you just for once stand up and be somebody you should be? These judges, these legislators, these politicians are not doing as the people want. Well, we'll continue on. As the Gateway Pundit reported, the Carrie Lake attorney, Kurt Olson, told the court 11 of the signature verification workers approved 170,000 signatures at a rate of less than 0 seconds to 2.9 seconds. This is an on average approval rate of 99.97. Later, in closing arguments, Olson revealed that there were approximately 274,000 ballot signatures compared and verified in less than 3 seconds. Olson also, this is talking about what he was talking about in his closing arguments. Maricopa County signature reviewer Jacqueline testified that she saw a large number of signatures on ballot affidavits that were different names than the voters, and that many other level one signature reviewers did not feel comfortable with what they were seeing. Well, guys, your government sells not 8 billion lottery tickets every single year. Your government sells 8 billion unique lottery tickets, and they're able to track them if they were bought with cash or a card. And there's a photo of the individual with a camera that monitors those systems, and it's available within seconds at the end of every single lottery pick. They do it twice a week, and they sell 8 billion tickets a year. This is a matter of will. This judge dismissing this case after hearing all this evidence shows you that they don't have the will to do it right. It shows you that these people are in these positions, and they are probably there because someone put them there, not because they actually won the election. And no different, our judges are elected as well. A lot of these judges have a lot to riding on these elections, and if they were to overturn or turn these elections around or say that there's no confidence in these elections, what would that mean? That maybe they would lose their position, lose their money, lose their strength that they think they have? Guys, people are selfish. The heart of the man is exceedingly wicked. Who shall know it? This is a problem for us when we see this kind of stuff going on in our election systems, where we know judges are out there continuing to do things that we know are factually inaccurate, and they are agenda-driven. Well, let's move on to something else a little more peaceful, maybe. Probably not. This won't end well. World Health Assembly in Geneva planning global governance through healthcare. That's right, everybody. Remember, healthcare is a right, said nobody in the Constitution. Oh, let's see. Let's go on down through here. Let's see. This is what we know that came out today. The plan is that they are agreeing that both a pandemic treaty, and 300 amendments that have been put forth for the international health rules, they're going to be two separate documents, but they're basically be one document. This is actually from Dean Bachman. And Dean Bachman looks like this is the one who's talking about this here. So he says they're going to be two separate documents, but they're basically to be the one document. Those proposed documents will be given in January of 2024. And then they will be voted on a year from this week. So that means this time next year that they're going to vote on these. Now, wait, guys, let me ask you a question here. The World Economic Forum, did you vote for them? Do you pay for them? Oh, yeah, you do, by the way. You don't vote for them. But these are unelected officials that are going out there in some cool kids club trying to tell you that maybe, just maybe, you should sign over your rights to the rest of the world because you might make everybody sick. Guys, the plandemic, the scandemic, the pandemic, the Mexican beer flu, the coronavirus that was supposed to kill all of us, that was a test. And most of you failed, absolutely failed. This is why they're moving forward with this, because they think you're stupid enough to fall for it again. And they're going to come in with their authority and their guns, and they're going to come after you to make sure you comply, to put whatever chemical they want in your body. You're nothing more than chattel to them, and they're going to come down, and they're going to stick something in you, and they're not going to ask permission, and they don't care about your feelings. It's easier to kill you than deal with you, and just because you bother to be born is not their problem. You sticking around is their problem. This is the world you live in, where you have people out there that are part of the cool kids club voting on stuff that's going to affect you directly because you're too weak to stand up for your constitution. You're not effective in making sure your public servants are doing as you told them to do. The United States is very unique. Treat it that way. Learn your constitution, learn your power, and be the difference makers as we go forward. We do have a commercial break coming up, and we'll be right back.
Riots, recession, food prices, gas prices, violation of our liberties. These issues are keeping Americans awake at night. Sleepless nights aren't good for your health. Millions are suffering from sleep gap disorder. I'm Dr. Steve Hodgson, and I have a natural solution to overcome this dreaded sleep gap disorder, my proprietary sleep formula. One capsule of sleep formula will help you achieve a great night's sleep for as little as 75 cents per night. Visit our website, physicianspreferencevitamins.com, and enter the promo code SLEEPNOW. It's hard to stand up against tyranny when you're tired. Pray for our country and get a good night's sleep.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you so much for sticking around after that commercial break. Remember, guys, if you have any questions or comments, go to the JimPriceShow.com website and hit the subscribe button. Put yourself in the email list there so we can get a hold of you. If we have any announcements or anything coming up or releasing things, you guys can be a part of that. If you have any questions or comments for me, JimPrice@TheJimPriceShow.com. That's the email, JimPrice@TheJimPriceShow.com. Email me anytime with the questions or comments you have, and I will get back to you. We have an article here from YourNews.com. Second IRS whistleblower probing Hunter Biden comes forward. Second whistleblower, yeah, but reclaims retaliation. Well, you know, that's how that works, right? Remember Vindman? Oh, yeah, the guy who was the whistleblower for the Ukrainian call, the guy who just happens to be from Ukraine, was also a part of our White House staff and part of our military. Yeah, Mr. Colonel Vindman, yeah, the guy who was the whistleblower. Remember how protected he was, and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff were out there ensuring his safety. But we don't want safety for those that might be telling on those people like Adam Schiff or Nancy Pelosi or L. Schumer. Well, let's read this. A second Internal Revenue Service whistleblower came forward Monday to express concerns about the investigation into Hunter Biden's alleged tax fraud and financial crimes around the entire team working on it was removed from the case, according to the New York Post. The whistleblower has worked on the case since it was opened in 2018 and believes he was removed for doing the right thing and raising concerns about how the Department of Justice was handling the issue, according to documents sent to Congress and obtained by the New York Post. In April, his IRS supervisor, who has worked on the case since 2020, told Congress the investigation faced clear conflicts of interest, according to the Wall Street Journal. The supervisor was told that the whole investigation team would be removed from the Hunter Biden case on May 15th, according to a letter from his lawyers. I have spent thousands of hours on this case working to complete 95% of the investigation, have sacrificed sleep, vacation, gray hairs, etc. My husband and I, identifying me as the case agent, were publicly outed and ridiculed on social media due to our sexual orientation and to be ultimately removed from this case. This is unacceptable in my opinion. Guys, think about this. We talk about bureaucracy. The millstone that's hanging around your neck. You will never, ever get through this Leviathan of these people. This is not going to end well. We have to downsize our federal government. This is Hunter Biden's case. They're calling it tax fraud. After looking at the Hunter Biden laptop, having seen the information that's on there, tax fraud. That's what you saw? Tax fraud? I understand what's on there. I know what's on that laptop. It's not tax fraud, folks. And the fact that they're trying to shove this under the carpet, sweep it out the front porch? Uh-uh, folks. This is your bureaucracy making sure that they're going to make sure their team wins, and they're going to make sure their bureaucracy does what it has to do to make sure and protect the people they want to protect. Now, I understand that we all have teams and we all have sides and we want to be, you know, part of the cool kids club. But when are we going to just start telling the truth about what's going on in our government and how corrupt it really is? We have to move away from this. We cannot continue to go down this road. I am absolutely ashamed of my government and the things it has done around this world, the fact that it still continues to fund abortions with your tax dollars globally. Oh, but Planned Parenthood doesn't do abortions, right? Wink, wink, wink. Continuing to go on down this path is absolute lunacy. We have to be the difference makers. We have to push back on this, and we have to protect people that do want to come out. I want to know where the whistleblowers are for the chemtrails. I want to know where the whistleblowers are for the Moderna, Pfizer companies, all these other pharmaceutical companies out there that knew that they were hiding these things. I want the whistleblower to come forward on the FBI and the CIA and the NSA. I want the whistleblower to come forward that knows that they're part of the Biden family and they want to be protected from these evil people. I want the people in the Hillary clan to come forward. Where's the whistleblowers there? Or have they come forward and they've been silenced? We may never know, because you don't control your government. This is a constitutional republic, and you have the right to be represented by your public officials that are your public servants who do not have the constitutional rights that you have. Think about that and let that sink in. Well, moving on, naturalnews.com. Before killing himself, disgraced pedophile Jeffrey Epstein threatened to expose Bill Gates for affair with Russian bridge player. You think that's all it was? Just a Russian bridge player? That's what was going on? You do understand that we have already had a major bank, or several major banks, paying the victims of Jeffrey Epstein, which means that there are victims of Jeffrey Epstein, which are underage children who were trafficked to Epstein's Island, where Obama and Hillary and Bill and Oprah and a lot of the movie stars have been to that island, according to flight logs that have been released. You guys still want to question whether this is legitimate, whether these crimes really happened, but yet there are major banks paying out tens of millions of dollars to victims of Jeffrey Epstein because they played a part in the money laundering to traffic children to Jeffrey Epstein. Do you see how stupid we are that we continue to sit here and question whether Jeffrey Epstein was doing what he was doing with the celebrities he was doing it with? This is just another little something. This is not even the big thing. But yet we're going to call it a big thing. We act like it's a big thing. But in reality, it's not. We know there's victims. We know that Anthony Weiner's laptop has Hillary Clinton, Uma Aberdeen in it. We know these things exist. We know about Pizzagate. We know about the child trafficking. We know about the tunnels. And why are we still having this conversation as if somehow, some way, we're going to find the mystery? It's not a mystery, folks. This is actually facts, and this is the world you live in, where your government has continued to traffic children, and they're doing it across the southern border, where they are showing the armbands and the rape trees, and you still think that somehow, maybe, Jeffrey Epstein wasn't doing what he was doing? Are you sure? How is it we're so out on the edge on this and still on the fence? I'm not sure. Maybe it is. I don't know. Can be. Kind of, I don't know. What? Hunter Biden's laptop confirms it. Anthony Weiner's laptop confirms it. The DNC files confirms it. The flight logs confirm it. The evidence that was brought into New York from the NYPD going down to the Epstein's Island proves it. The testimony proves it. The court cases prove it. Ghislaine Maxwell's guilty verdict proves it. But we're still going to have this conversation. We're not really sure what really happened, and we're still trying to investigate, and we're still looking into it. We're not this stupid, are we, folks? We have to be different. We cannot continue to go down this path, and I am so tired of having these conversations as if somehow these people are like, well, I don't know. I was just on vacation and just happened to scroll by and thought I'd wave hi and have a martini. Really, folks? Are you sure? We've seen a lot of people being killeried, and we've had a lot of people, you know, come up missing. Guys, when is this going to change for you? When are you going to be outraged by your own government? When are you going to be outraged by the government that's chewing your legs off like a wood chipper? When are you going to be done with this? Seriously, I keep asking these questions and these articles keep coming up and I don't see any action. People have to be motivated. People have to go out there and be the difference makers to not let this continue to happen in our world. 800,000 kids go missing in America every single year, year after year. But 800,000 to almost a million kids just poof, go missing. No investigation. And nobody really seems to care. Now we got some 6 million people coming across the border, and where are they going? No one seems to care. Because we're too busy worrying about trying to keep the lights on. Too busy trying to worry about what's going to come up this weekend. And we got to go on vacation. It's Memorial Day weekend. This and that and the other thing. Be mindful, guys. Don't fall for what they're trying to do to you. You guys are the difference makers. Push back on this. This is your world. Don't let it happen to you. Well, as we continue on, the FDA approves lab-grown meat produced by China firm linked to biowarfare program. This won't end well, will it? We're continuing to allow this to go on. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. Oh, yeah, your government. Here we go. It says the Food and Drug Administration recently approved the first alternative meat product produced by Good Meat. Anything just sounds good, I might as well eat it because I'm a dumb old American and I'll just put anything in my pie hole. The lab-grown meat division of Eat Just Incorporated. Great name. However, it has been found that the Join Biologics, a Chinese firm with links to China's biowarfare program, plays an integral part in the production and quality control of the firm's newly licensed cultivated chicken. Yummy.